This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, Richie Ote?
Hey, I'm excited. Let's do it.
All right. Mary Goulet is actually off doing her volunteer stuff. God bless Mary Goulet. That's my motto. God bless Mary Goulet. But we still got girl power in the house because Mom's here. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Gilbert.
Hi, Rich.
Yep. Hi. He's hanging out with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Glad to be here.
And Wei's holding it down in the studio. Actually, Kelly is in San Diego now, and she is over at the, well, at the venue where we're going to be doing the New Media Summit. And that will be taking place this weekend. So we're super excited about that. And lots going on in the world. And for those who are joining us here on Reinvention Radio for the very first time, welcome. Glad you guys are here. And if you've been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, thank you for that. And remember that you can join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can catch that feed at reinventionradio.com. And you can also join in the conversation at 1-866-977-2346, and you can join the conversation live. So we'd love to have you as a part of this as well. All right, so lots of interesting things going on as always, not the least of which, of course, is everything that's going on in the weather world. The air show is this weekend here in San Diego, and the planes brought some rain. I thought that was really interesting. So oftentimes it's cloudy here in San Diego, but the planes and the Blue Angels and the whole nine that are just ripping through the skies, they actually got those skies to open up, man. So it was raining there for a minute. I was like, wow, that's so cool.
I thought Mom brought it from Chicago.
Well, either Mom brought it from Chicago or Kelly brought it from St. Louis. So
yeah, okay.
So there you have it. And Kelly takes full responsibility, she's saying here in the text, for how the weather is. But man, the earthquake in Mexico, which is like literally in Mexico City, which is unbelievable, right? I mean, they had one off at the coast at some point there, and now they had one like dead center. And there's like 225, 230 people that got killed in that. And that's just, I mean, Jesus. And then L.A. actually had an earthquake. I don't know if you caught that or not, but L.A. got a 3-point something on the Richter scale. So, man, with the hurricanes and the earthquakes, these are the end of times, my friend. The guy was talking about this this Saturday being the end. He may actually just be right. So we'll see what happens on that. But we certainly did have a very interesting interview with Mustafa Hamwi, and you can get more information about him at Mustafa.com, and then he's got something special for those at Mustafa.com/reinvention. So a very special gift there as well, which I thought was super cool of him to provide. But during our interview with him, he posed the question of, well, a couple of different questions that we need to be thinking about in our lives, and one of those is what he calls that billion-dollar question. I mean, if somebody hands you $1 billion check, what do you do? Like, how does your life change? What exactly would you do differently than before someone handing you that billion-dollar check? What are you chuckling about?
I'm just flashing back to a few weeks back, our lottery conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't have your head in check when you get handed that $1 billion, I mean, I get the context of what he meant, and I agree. But we look at the stats, you know, like, you still got to do the work because these guys get the check and they don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bankrupt, most of them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so it just got me thinking like, okay, so if you want to be a billionaire and you want somebody to write you $1 billion check, then where do you start? Like, what do you do? Do these billionaires have something that's in common? And interestingly enough, you know, of the well, let's just say the top 100, right? So it's got to be the richest people in the world, right? Because it was just a study done. If you're talking about the top 100 and they're all billionaires, it's got to be the richest people. There are no trillionaires at this point. Not that I know of anyway. That's an insane amount of money. But
No, because we're looking for the first $1 trillion company, probably being Apple.
Probably being, yeah, right. I mean, certainly all they got to do is keep investing that money and they'll just throw it in Bitcoin and they'll be a $1 trillion company in no time. But what's interesting is that of the 100 people on the Forbes magazine World's Billionaire list, guess what the first job was that more than half of the billionaires had? So take a guess as to what the first – so if you want to be a billionaire, this is a really, so for our young folks out there who are thinking about what's next and what to do, your first job should be this to increase your odds of becoming a billionaire, because more than half of them on the Forbes list actually had this as a first job. What do we guess this is? Richie, what do you think?
One of two things, some sort of a mailroom or service job.
Is that M-A-L-E? Or
yeah,
yes,
not Chippendales,
not Chippendale. Okay,
no, you worked in a mailroom, saw communication, and you were, saw what was really going on behind, mm-hmm. or some sort of service industry willing to see the mm-hmm. people face to face,
like a waiter or something like that. I gotcha. All right, Wade, what do you think?
Yeah, I was gonna say waiter.
A waiter. Get it? A waiter.
You've
been a waiter for a long time.
I think it's plowing snow for your mom.
Yeah, right? That's okay, good. Then there's hope for the flowers, because that's where I'm headed. Interestingly enough, 53 of the top 100 people on the Forbes magazine World's Billionaire list started out as a salesperson, selling. Not a surprise, actually. I mean, it certainly makes sense. But as a salesperson, followed closely by stock trader, software developer, engineer, analyst, and accountant. Yes, Wade, were you saying something over there, or did I just imagine that you were speaking into my ear? You're just whispering. Okay. So here's what's interesting. All right. So if we take a look at the first job that the top 10 people had, I didn't realize that this was the case for so many of these, but a lot of them actually started out as entrepreneurs, right? So
mowing the lawn, like as a kid, right?
Yeah, doing something like starting their own company. So a lot of them, actually, their first job wasn't even really working for anybody else at all. It was just doing their own thing and becoming an entrepreneur in their own right. And that's what – so Bill Gates, still number one on the list, and his first job was creating computer software. Imagine that, right? So that's where he got started, creating computer software for people. Warren Buffett. Any guesses in terms of what Warren Buffett's first job was? Any guesses? What do you think?
I know he did sell. He was one of the sellers. I just mm-hmm. can't remember what it was. Like maybe not encyclopedia, but something like that. Some sort of door-to-door thing?
Investments. Oh. Yeah, see, he was.
That's exactly right. He literally went to people's doors and knocked for investments, mm-hmm. like old school stuff.
Yeah, investment. He was an investment salesman. All right, Jeff Bezos. Any guesses on his first job? So he's number three on the list, which is incredible that he's number three on the list now. I mean, talk about just a massive change over the last 10 years. For him to be in the top three is unbelievable. Any guesses? Wade, what do you think? What do you think Jeff Bezos' first job was?
Well, Amazon started selling books and such, so I would assume he was probably some kind of basic retail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Software. So he was actually a software developer. So maybe he was writing the code for what was to be future Amazon.com. Interesting. This guy I don't even know. This is like the scary thing. This is like the silent minority that's actually the majority as far as the money goes. But do you know this name, Amancio Ortega? Does that ring a bell for anybody here?
Is Mexico's telecom guy?
Well, I'll tell you what he is in a second, unless Wade knows. Wade, do you know Amancio Ortega?
Drawing a blank there.
Yeah, this is not the telecom guy. This is actually somebody else. Inditex. Inditex. I don't even know what that is.
He's had to have flown into that lately.
What is Inditex? Like, I don't even know what that is. We're going to have to look that up. All right, Wade's looking that one up right now. So his first job was he was a shop hand for a shirt maker. In other words, he was like a retail assistant. Number five, of course, is Mark Zuckerberg. His first job was social media creator. Nice. They that was a stretch on this for these guys. And then number six, you know, Carlos Slim. So that's the telecom guy.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But what do you think his first job was? Any guesses?
I'd imagine hearing him talk, I'd imagine sales for sure too.
Yep. He was in the stock land. So he was a stock trader. Larry Ellison. I cannot believe that Larry Ellison is still in the top 10 of the richest people on the planet. Like, that's unbelievable to me that he's still in the top 10.
I get it, because he was so early in the top 10 that he mm-hmm. got his company involved with so many other companies, and he was, mm-hmm. Kind of like the PayPal guys, PayPal Mafia. Mm-hmm. when your team is Peter Thiel, Reid Hoffman.
Just start investing in those
Elon
folks.
Musk, yeah. You just invest in your friends.
Did we find out what Inditex is, Wade? Did you
fashion?
Fashion, really?
Out of Spain. So apparently a leader in European fashion.
I've heard of him.
Fashion retail.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. All right, so then we got the Koch brothers, however you pronounce it. And so they are 8 and 9 on the list, respectively, and we don't even want to talk about those guys. And then number 10, just these lists always surprise me. I did not know that Michael Bloomberg was still in, like, I knew he was rich, but Jesus, I had no idea he was that rich. Like, he's in the top 10. Any guesses in terms of what his first job was? Any guesses? Michael Bloomberg? Guesses?
Selling magazines door to
door. Right, I know, right? Yeah, with his own name on it. Investment banking. So there you go. But interestingly enough, if you want to become a billionaire, a job in sales is certainly something to at least, well, consider anyway. And yes, Wade, jump out of your chair, please.
If I can just throw this in since we're only a few seconds. And one of the differences I've seen is the rich look at money as a tool to use to do other things. Poor people spend it and use it as a resource.
Well, that's what I've been doing wrong. Okay, so it's all becoming clear.
Well,
you know,
said,
better
Wade.
Better late than never. Almost 50, but I'll get this thing figured out yet. All right, my friends, well, there you go. If you want to be a billionaire, get into sales and get a degree in either business, finance and economics, law, or computer science. And you can say I sent you, and all I asked for is, what do you think? 10% fair for Reimagined Radio?
Yeah, but the degree's up in the air, too, if you look at that
list. We'll talk about that next time. All right, guys, take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Olscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.